Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 808 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So we had one story that I know you had wanted to talk about. It's been kind of ongoing with your agency, having to do with this elderly woman who threatened or attacked her husband. And this has been like the 10th or time, I think. And finally, he had enough. And you guys... You know, we talked about this last week. You couldn't Baker Act her because she wasn't showing signs of actionable Baker Act behavior when she was talking with your deputies, so you had to incarcerate her. It's a horrible situation all around, but we have a good news outcome, right?
So I've had a couple of people in my agency that worked very hard all week long, and they finally got her placed into a facility and also got... Once she got put in the facility, we got the charges dropped. So now she has a place to stay where they can take care of her, and her husband's not in danger. And she did attack him, and she actually hit him with a hammer and stabbed him with scissors. So she has the potential to be dangerous, but it's not her fault. She's got dementia. She doesn't, you know, sometimes she doesn't know where she's at or who she's around. So,
man, it's so scary to imagine, you know, what happens in your brain and what you do when that, because obviously you're not in control anymore. It's a completely different person.
Right.
But they, so the place where she's at, they're, I mean, obviously they're well aware of the danger and they feel like they can safely, you know, protect her and protect them.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, 100%. They're a facility that just deals with people with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know, when we were talking to Josh Newby, the executive director of the Council on Aging in Northwest Florida, on Friday, he was on for the wrap, and we talked about this a little bit, and he specifically said that your guys, you know, it's heartbreaking to see her in jail, but that your folks had reached out to them, had worked with them, had tried what they could. You know, at that point, there had not yet been a resolution. So he had, you know, very praise words for your agency and what you guys were trying to do to help this lady.
Well, good deal.
Yeah, no, that was a good thing.
We tried our best.
We also had a case where we had somebody who was accused of having, contacted and seduced a minor, a boy. This is an adult man who had done this, and then seduced him to come meet him and commit lewd and lascivious battery on a minor aged 12 to 16. Just, you and I have talked so many times about apps and phones and the dangers, but go ahead.
I know. And, you know, this just, we say it ad nauseum, but... You know, you have to check your kids' phones. You have to. And, you know, you get all kind of excuses. Well, their privacy and it's their phone. And no, it's not. You bought the phone for them. It's your phone. They're a minor in your house. They're under your control, your responsibility. Check their phone. And I've even had people go, well, they won't give me the code. Well, they won't have a phone then. Until they give me the code, I'm not giving the phone back if it's one of my kids. I mean, it's simple stuff, but unfortunately, we have people who want to be friends with their kids rather than parents. And sometimes it ends like this, and you just have to check your kid's phone.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think back to when we were kids and, you know, we didn't have these kind of phones. We had the house phone, right? And, you know, if you were on the phone, your parents might pick it up. Or who are you talking to? I mean, just... That's like, that's a light version of it, but it's, you know, you just didn't have that same level of capability to meet strangers from all over the world who were eager to do you harm and who had hung out with other sickos and, you know, crafted ways of being effective at that. I mean, the whole thing, it's, you know, it's horrifying to imagine.
And one thing you can do as a parent, you can go online, just Google apps that predators use to lure children, and they'll come up with a list, I'm sure, a mile long, and check your kids' phones and see if they have those apps, and if they do, get rid of them. I mean, because there are apps out there that these guys just, oh my God, it's like flies to honey. And, you know, you got to check your kids' phones, and you got to take care of them.
And probably to a person, everybody whose kid gets in trouble thought it couldn't happen to their kid.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it can, and it happens every single day, thousands of times across America. And it's not going to stop until the parents take action. And then, even then, you can't be with them 24/7. There's no way. But if they know you're going to check their phone every, you know, few days or something, then that will curb their actions a little bit.
You know, switching gears a little bit, we had on, I think it was Thursday, you had the Attorney General James Uthmeyer did a press conference, and Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey. And there's a handful of sheriffs, yeah. handful of sheriffs around the state who I know, you know, like Grady Judd is one. You're another who, you know, sometimes like to say things that are maybe some people think are over the top. I always enjoy it. I'm going to play you Sheriff Ivey's comments and get you to react here.
If throw a brick, a firebomb, okay. or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at. Because we will kill you graveyard dead. We're not going to play. This has got to stop.
Talking about protests, obviously, and talking about the response from police against any kind of violence in the protest. I assume you're on board with this.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And unfortunately for Sheriff Ivey, who's a good friend of mine, he's about to get inundated with death threats. And his secretary and the girls who work his front desk, and they're going to get just overwhelmed with phone calls from idiots from other states that don't even have a dog in the fight in Florida. But he's going to get inundated with them. That's what happened after my press conference. But, you know, they're trying to suppress freedom of speech, and what they're trying to do is, if you don't think like them, then you're wrong automatically and you shouldn't say anything. But they can say whatever they want, and that's fine. And so, he's going to get a lot of phone calls. But he said the right thing, and it's 100% correct. You do something like that, you try to kill a police officer, he has the right to shoot and kill you. That's the way it works. And if you want to play with the big boys, that's what happens.
You know, it's also, of course, I think a lot of these folks are not great at the irony detector, because they're offering death threats against somebody for giving you an explanation of the justified use of lethal force. What? You know, it's like that's you're at best yeah, you're at best a little bit confused.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I was on the Glenn Beck show after my press conference, and I said it's kind of ironic that people who don't want me to tell people to kill people doing home invasions because it's violent want to come to Santa Rosa County and kill me, and that's okay. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
You know, it was kind of, I thought you would appreciate this. We were doing the hurricane exercise in Santa Rosa County, and I know one of your folks was there, your PIO was there, and some other folks were there, and they were talking about, like, after a hurricane, and one of the exercise elements was, looting, there's reports of looting taking place in Navarre, and, you know, what's going to happen. Right. And, you know, Brent Lane and I were both like, well, I think what the sheriff is going to say is, you know, you do that at your own risk. and of course, you know, looting and thieving does not justify lethal force. But if people are going into homes after a hurricane and, you know, they can't be surprised. It is Navarre. Actually, hang on for just a second, because I want to there was an interesting development in that story I wanted to tell you about. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We've got one accident to let you know about on I-10 eastbound right before I-110. It's causing traffic to be backed up almost all the way to Pine Forest. It is just a dead stop right now on I-10 eastbound. So be aware of that and plan around it. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, just what caught me in the story was somebody was saying, you know, well, in Sally, in our neighborhood, we had there were reports of looters on our street. And, you know, a handful of us got out and we got our rifles out and, you know, we had our ARs on our backs and we walked around and there was no more looting. You know, a little bit of stern deterrence will work, right?
Yeah, it tends to calm people down. It really does.
So I just thought you'd appreciate that the, you know, the people of your county know where you are, and the people of your county, you know, things may go differently in Santa Rosa County than they might go in other parts of the country. Sheriff Bob Johnson.
Yeah, they usually do, and we're proud of that.
Absolutely. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, thanks as always for your time, keeping us safe, keeping us informed. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 818 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about moving to Santa Rosa County, perhaps, or just from the beach to the beach, from Milton to Pensacola, or from Pensacola to Milton, whatever, or you want to buy an extra house, a vacation rental perhaps to rent out, or a long-term rental, or upsize, downsize, you just whatever, just time for a change. I don't know. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can help you with that. And if you've got special circumstances, a military change of station, you know, you're PCSing in or out, she can help. Maybe you got somebody who's coming here from a long ways away and they don't refer them. She works with people who do military change of station all the time. And, you know, especially even people, one time she told me a story about working with a family who was stationed in Japan previously and they were coming here. And the first time she met them face to face was the first time she gave them their key to their brand new home they were walking into. No problem. You know, she understands. So working with difficult situations like divorces or estate sales or just whatever it is, her folks know how to do it. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Man, you sure can shoot.
Good morning, 8:22 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. There is a hearing today in Boston federal court over President Trump's orders to block Harvard from enrolling international students. Harvard wants the court to grant an order allowing student visa holders to enter the country and study as that legal battle continues. A longtime friend and roommate of the man accused in that Minnesota political killing over the weekend says he can't believe what happened. David Carlson, he got a text message from the suspect, Vance Bolter, after those shootings.
I don't know why he did what he did. It's just, it's not Vance.
Carlson said the text that Bolter sent him and another friend read, quote, may be dead shortly. I wish it hadn't gone this way. Bolter, of course, though, now is in custody after a massive manhunt. He'll be in court later today.
Yeah, I don't if he's got guns and he's got a big list and he goes and shoots people. I'm not sure what way he thought it was going to go. It's just weird. But I agree. I saw that interview with that friend and thought it was super weird.
Absolutely. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending Israel's actions against Iran. He did an interview with Fox. Netanyahu said that Israel will do whatever is necessary to remove the nuclear threat that Iran poses.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. final installment, I think, looking at Santa Rosa County and, you know, their conversation about various taxing issues. The MSTUs both got voted down. That's the one for public safety and also the one for roads. A lot of consternation over the inability to fund projects and where are you going to get the, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to fund. I mean, it's 50 here, it's 100 there, it adds up, right? To fund any of these big road projects, Woodbine, Shemukla Highway, Berry Hill, you know, on the south end, there's a bunch of projects like that, you know, replacing the Navarre Beach Bridge. I mean, just you're going to have to raise the money somehow. It's not going to come through magic wand. And then the third issue, or fourth issue, really, was the MSBU for storm ponds. This is the one where you will take the amount of money, you're going to get bids on stormwater maintenance, storm pond maintenance for these various subdivisions around the north end and the south end, and then divide the bid by the number of homes and then bill the people to get the enhanced service. And that's a key part of this. It is intended to be enhanced service over what they currently have. Brad Baker explains.
I'm not going to say we get to every pond in 3 years because sometimes there is some ponds that have a higher need and the citizenry continue to inundate our system. And we're more reactive. So this would put these ponds on a schedule. The RFP went out. It requires 4 mowings of the ponds, 3 of them during the growing season and 1 outside of the growing season, and then routine visits for trash collection, et cetera, every month when you're not mowing it. So it is an enhanced service for these, and we do get a significant amount of people reaching out to our public works with task orders requesting their ponds to be mowed.
All the time. They get them all the time, right? And Sabrina White, who's the budget director, basically explained that if they get back bids that are really, really high, you know, like when you divide it out, it doesn't seem reasonable, that they'll look at other options. But, you know, basically you're saving the equipment costs, you're saving the crew costs, the insurance, the various elements of having it in-house versus having it out-of-house. You know, that was an important part of this conversation, that it was meant to be an enhanced service. Ryle District 3.
Just at first, looking at this and talking with staff, you know, I saw this as raising a tax for status quo, and that's definitely not what this is. This is preventative measures that is specific to those areas. So.
And better is the idea, better service. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're on I-10 eastbound, right around mile marker 11, which is just right past Highway 29 exit, and wondering why traffic is at a standstill and is backed up all the way to 9 Mile, well, there was an accident with roadblock. They're trying to get that out of the way to get traffic flowing again, but right now it is a parking lot. Expect about a 25 to 30 minute delay as of right now. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks a lot, John. Back to the conversation over the MSBU for storm ponds. Tamara Fountain, who operates the pier in Navarre.
So I live in one of the subdivisions that's on the list for an MSBU, and I live on the water. And I know that comes with a cost. I understand that. And I live in a low part of the county, and I know that too. I'm actually okay with the MSBU.
And she pays a lot in taxes already.
As someone who pays more than $7,500 a year for property tax, and I live on a postage stamp, most of y'all have been there, but that was my choice. That's where I want to live, and I'd like it to stay dry. So I'm okay doing my part, and I'm okay with that cost.
And remember, this is an MSBU, so it's a fixed amount per house. It's designed to take the total cost and divide it by the number of houses, and you can only do an MSBU when you're going to be benefiting the property itself. It cannot be a generalized benefit like police protection. That's where you have to have MSTUs, which are ad valorem taxes. You can't charge like a cop fee to everybody in the county. I mean, I think you should be able to, but we're not allowed to do that because it doesn't benefit the property directly. Brad Baker explains.
And I do think one thing to also enhance, I know we've got a couple of new commissioners, is, and Andrew McKay hits me up for explanations on this all the time, the difference between an MSBU and an MSTU. the municipal services benefit unit, which we're talking about here, it has to benefit real property.
Right. That was one of my original questions, is why can't we just do an MSBU for like everything? And he's like, well, it has to go to the property. So, you know, who's that guy Andrew McKay is talking about? Anyway.
So the real property that is affected is everybody who is in the stormwater is going to that pond to prevent their house from flooding, right? So it's not, you talked about my pond in my yard right now. I do have a lot of water standing in Allentown, but I wouldn't be contributing because I'm not in a subdivision, right? So it has to be a direct benefit to a real piece of property in there.
All right, so I'm going to ask you to play prognosticator here, John. So we voted down two MSTUs. We voted, I think the consent agenda had the fire MSBU, which was not very much money. And then now you have an MSBU for storm pond maintenance. It's going to be on all the subdivisions, all these, you know, HOAs and non-HOAs, but subdivisions. And it's definitely going to be a tax increase in order to get more service for the storm ponds. What's the vote going to be? What do you think?
Oh, boy. I think it's going to be 3-2.
3-2, up or down?
And I hate to say it, but up.
They're going to vote for it?
In light of the current climate, I'm just going to make a motion to approve the MSBU as stated, stormwater maintenance MSBU as stated. I'll look for a second.
Second.
Colton Wright.
All those in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Let the record reflect it's unanimous.
All five. 5-0 approved it.
Wow.
You hit me with the feather. I'd fall over. Yeah, no, I assumed it was going to fail 2-3. I thought maybe it would pass 3-2, but Bobby Burkett, Ray Eddington, and Rhett Rowell, all of whom voted against both of the MSTUs, voted for the MSBU for the subdivision for stormwater maintenance. So, okay.
Interesting.
You just can never predict nothing.
You can.
So there you go. Now, remember, we're going to have budget discussions coming up in a couple of weeks, and, boy, I don't know what they're going to look like. I don't know what they're going to look at, but, again, the repeated comment was, hey, there's no funding for these big roads projects. We're tired of telling y'all that there's something going to happen. There's nothing going to happen because we don't have the money for it. Unless you want to vote in a funding source, which we do not have at the moment in Santa Rosa County.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A Minnesota man accused of shooting two state lawmakers and their spouses. Vance Belter, arrested in a field after a manhunt, is expected in court today, charged with murder and attempted murder.
Officials believe the 57-year-old impersonated a police officer to gain entry into the victim's homes early Saturday. State Senator John Hoffman and his wife were shot multiple times. Both underwent surgery. State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in a separate shooting less than 10 miles away.
It's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Israel's military says four senior Iranian intelligence officials are killed in an airstrike. 24 Israelis are reported killed in Iranian missile strikes since Friday.
Sometimes they have to fight it out, but we're going to see what happens.
President Trump says he thinks there will be a deal to stop the fighting. He's in Alberta, Canada for the G7 summit with the leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the UK. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is partly cloudy. We've got 79 degrees right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. An investigation continues after an 82-year-old man was found dead at a boat ramp in Milton last Friday. Santa Rosa County deputies say that man was found at the Oyster Pile boat ramp on the Blackwater River. Officials say an SUV was running. A boat was backed into the water. The man is believed to have drowned, but a death investigation is ongoing. No Kings protests were held around the nation on Saturday to protest President Donald Trump and his administration's policies. Several hundred protesters turned up in Pensacola at two events. Organizers said their events were open to people across all political beliefs, and they said they were standing for democracy.
I'm all-American Marine, and I'm against everything Trump stands for. And I think this is the only way Marines ought to be on the streets of America. The tipping point was when he starts putting soldiers on the streets of America.
That's protester Michael Gilbert. Many people at the events were opposed to the Trump administration's immigration and economic policies. The events were organized to coincide with a large military parade being held in Washington, D.C. to celebrate the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. Saturday was also President Trump's 79th birthday. Learning a little bit more about the numbers of people taken into custody during immigration sweeps across southwest Alabama last week, at least 46 people were arrested in Baldwin and Mobile counties during operations by federal agents from multiple agencies, including the FBI, ICE, Border Patrol, DEA, and ATF. And this comes after the FBI announced that over 500 arrests have been made across southern Alabama since mid-January. An Escambia County man is accused of driving drunk, crashing, and then escaping from an ambulance. FHP says Century's Willie Cottrell was driving drunk recently when he flipped his car and hit a fence. He called 911. Paramedics put him into the ambulance. Troopers, though, say that he started arguing with EMS personnel, got out of the ambulance through the rear doors, and wound up getting back in his car and driving to his home on Backwoods Road. That's where troopers found him, conducted a field sobriety test, and arrested him. FHP tells NorthEscambia.com that Cottrell's blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit. Triumph Gulf Coast has been a huge win for our local economy. That's what we're hearing from one of the legislators responsible for creating it, State Senator Don Gates, and he was at their monthly meeting last week on Friday when he reflected on the organization's impact on our economy and some of the challenges it's faced as well.
I was challenged the other day by a statewide elected official who said to me, well, Don, you know, are you really sure that Triumph Gulf Coast has accomplished what you wanted it to? And the fact is that Triumph Gulf Coast has done far more. Thousands and thousands of new high-paying jobs. Thousands and thousands of people, young people in particular, trained to be able to compete for those jobs.
Gates sponsored the initial legislation that led to the lawsuit against BP following the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill. He also sponsored the legislation that created Triumph Gulf Coast. He said, looking at what's been accomplished, he is a proud papa. Well, Zoo Miami's oldest reptile celebrating another birthday on Sunday. A Galapagos tortoise named Goliath, believed to be 135 years old. He apparently became a father for the first time recently as well. One of his eggs that was laid by his mate Sweet Pea hatched. An application has now been made to the Guinness Book of World Records to recognize Goliath as the oldest first-time father in history. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the 5.
That's right. Let's see here. We're still dealing with that accident that happened on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 11. That's before you get to I-110. Traffic is starting to move just a little bit, but I'm still seeing some delays backed up all the way to Pine Forest. So just be aware of that. You definitely want to plan an alternate route. Right now, I expect about a 25-30 minute delay in that area. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now we've got 79 degrees in Pensacola. It is 77 in Gulf Breeze and 77 in Milton. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Taking a look at our market as of the opening bell here a few minutes ago. The Dow is up 270.5 points at 42,468. S&P is up 41 points at 6,019.72. NASDAQ is up 173 points at 19,580. 10-year bond rate up a bit, 4.43% this morning. Gold price is down 19 bucks at 34,3380. Silver price is up 11 cents at 36,47. Crypto is up across the board today. Bitcoin's up over 1,100 at 106,525. Ethereum's up 71.50 at 26.12. Solana's up a couple bucks. Dogecoin up a fraction of a cent today. XRP up 9 cents. Prince William mourning the loss of a friend who died last week after swallowing a bee at a polo match. Sanjay Kapoor collapsed during a match in the UK, apparently after going into anaphylactic shock and suffering a heart attack. The billionaire businessman was 53 years old. G7 leaders are gathering in Canada this week for policy discussions on trade and other topics. President Trump is among the heads of state in Alberta as the world's economic powerhouses hold their annual summit. The meetings take on heightened importance ahead of President Trump's tariff deadlines and the escalating crisis now in the Middle East. Consumer sentiment is on the rise for the first time in 6 months. The University of Michigan's early reading for June climbed 16% from last month. The survey showed that there were across-the-board rebounds as consumers grew a little bit more optimistic about the economy. Year ahead, of inflation expectations plunged 1.5% from last month to their lowest level now in 3 months. 8:38, your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, and this is Your Money Now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's 9th Avenue Brass Band. This 10-member band has been bringing the true New Orleans style to Pensacola and surrounding areas since 2019. The 9th Avenue Brass Band never fails to bring the second line to the beach. See you there. No pets, no glass.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh. Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so today's today's topic is actually inspired by a Seinfeld episode that I watched over the weekend. And, I was not doing my job. I was not getting the clip ready. So here, I have to stall for just a second while I grab it. But it was something that came out of a conversation between Jerry and Kramer and Elaine.
You went to the coffee shop without me.
Well, I told you, I just wanted to hop in the shower.
That was an hour ago. What were you doing in there?
Showering. How long does it take you?
10 minutes?
10 minutes? That's kooky talk. Hey, Elaine, how long do you spend in the shower?
10 minutes.
Let me smell you. It's not bad at all.
So, how long does a shower take? 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Now, I assume that a bath, that's a commitment. I mean, a bath is like, if you do a bath, you know, if you're making, you know, human soup, then, you know, you're going to take a while, right?
Human soup.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so, boy.
But a Here shower, you know, how long does the shower take? Are you more of a Kramer? At an hour? Are you more of an Elaine or a Jerry at 10 minutes? Somewhere in between, you know, 437-1620, 437-1620. What is the appropriate duration of a shower? John, we'll start with John.
I want to say 15 to 20 minutes or till the hot water runs out.
Oh, you use all the hot water?
Well, yeah.
So you don't love your...
I do, but it'll
other?
Come back. It'll,
she can wait a couple hours?
Yes. I'm not worried about that, bro.
So that's how you know you're done with the showers, when the hot water leaves?
Yeah, basically.
Wow. That's a long shower.
15 to 20 minutes. I mean,
okay. Still gonna, all right. All you know, right. So clean, you're basically in there. You're,
clean
so
areas.
To you, the so to you, the hot water heater is there to bring you.
It's kind of like my timer.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Like, okay. All right. Meg, 437-1620. What is the proper duration of a shower? 437-1620.
Well, I have two categories.
All right.
So category one is the quick on the go, getting ready for work shower, which is 10 minutes in,
okay.
out, wash the hair, done.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All
and
right.
then I have the other high maintenance shower.
High maintenance.
Which requires
Meg
other
time.
Which
Meg time.
Requires other things that we won't get into.
All right.
And that could be a good 20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
And some more relaxed. I don't have to be anywhere. So I can do some things to take care of myself and just really enjoy the hot water and the soap. And that's when I use the fancy soap and all that
the
stuff.
Smelly foo-foo stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got you. All right. It's a right? pamper moment.
Correct. All right. Yes.
All right. So.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The work shower and the pamper shower.
Okay. All right. I got you. So I think in my entire life, I have probably never, ever been in the shower longer than 15 minutes.
Really?
And I'm thinking like, and the longest would be, I will sometimes, if you're sick, you know how being in the shower just
yes.
makes you feel better? The
it's
hot,
hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the humidity
the
and all of it.
Yeah.
It just, there's something about it when you're sick and you're feverish or whatever, the shower just feels nice. And it.
That's what a pamper shower can do for you.
I'll go with John on that one. I'm going until the hot water runs out, basically. And it starts to be less, and I'm like, oh, okay, get it out of here now. But that's, I mean, like.
Well, you don't
what
love
you,
the
what
rest
are you doing,
of your people?
What are you doing past 10 minutes? Five, probably. I mean, it's zip, 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 zip. Get your work done. Get out. Like, it's not. I don't get it. It just,
well, we can have a conversation later.
Okay.
We do have a couch over there,
yeah,
so
I'm
therapy.
I'm not really to going to.
I'm with Jerry and Lane. Like, you know, I mean, 10 minutes actually seems a bit long. I've never timed it, but I think 10 is actually on the longish side. So 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, do you have enough time to do it?
I don't know. We'll have to do it slowly.
Put a water timer on you?
Yes.
Go on.
All right, still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 eastbound. That's right around mile marker number 11. It is causing traffic to be backed up all the way to Pine Forest. And traffic is basically at a standstill, so just be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Why? What, you had your hand?
We'll get her in a second.
Oh, okay.
I'm
like, she had her
that.
Hand raised.
I need to direct traffic over here.
Hey, wait a
to
second.
Frontier like, Motors, where they can buy good quality used cars, and they have a great selection. About 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, minivans, runarounds, daily runners, sports cars. Look. You might be thinking, okay, I know what I need to get. I need to get another sedan or a minivan because that's what I do. Okay, fine. I totally understand. But go to Frontier, look around, pick down to your one or maybe your two things that you're really the most interested in, and then try something different. Like, honestly, try a sports car. I am not buying a sports car. Okay, then what's the harm in trying it? You know what you might discover? You hate a sports car. Or you might be like,
ooh, I like
yeah. Or, you know what, honestly, it might just be something fun you do. It's okay to have fun when you're looking at used cars. I mean, it actually, I know it's a tedious process, but it's actually, so, you know, if you never buy a truck, try a truck. Why not? Maybe you discover you hate it. Good, I'm not getting a truck. Or you might, oh, wow, that's, I get it. All right. Frontier Motors, with so many different cars and trucks in stock that you can look at any given moment, it's a great place to start the process. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, the question of the day is, how long do you spend in the shower? Meg, you had your hand raised.
Well, I was just going to say, I think we're leaving out an important aspect of this. And the fact is that there's a big difference between a man's shower and a woman's shower.
Well, because you're shaving your legs.
Well, that may be one of the things.
That's
but
not the work shower.
Thank you.
I was trying to clarify that.
Because there's also the post-shower stuff, right? Guys get out, they take the towel, they tussle their hair. We're done. No, not.
Oh well,
women.
I'm not including, you know, grooming.
Right. Post time. Right.
That's out of the shower. That no longer counts.
But it would be interesting to know. I think everyone has a routine when they get in the shower too, right? Do you wash your hair first? Do you wash your body first?
Yep,
do you do, you know, all that? So.
I all agreed. And have you ever done like? I won't even ask this question. No,
it might be good that you.
I was thinking about this the other day because I got in the shower. I had been out mowing the lawn on Saturday. It was brutal hot. It was terrible, and I just wanted to go take a cold shower and get the cold. And you know that first 60 seconds of like air conditioned concrete water. Mm-hmm. You know when the water that's in your house, and then you get to the tepid outside water, and it's so disappointing. But you know we used to. Anyway, long other stories for other time. 437-1620. All right, let's take a look at some of these texts. I do it just like I and by the way, if you ever want me to know who you are, like we don't have caller ID on the text line. So I know the names of some people because they've told me. But if you ever want me to know your name so I can say, hey, you know, Candace said or Jim said or whatever, just text me your name when you send me a text. Some of them I know. Most of them I don't know. About 10% we probably know. Let's see. Somebody says, just like how I go shopping, shower quick, in and out, right to the point. Clint says, as a Navy aircraft carrier veteran, we had to be in and out in 7 minutes.
Wow.
Anything more than that was called a Hollywood shower, and that has carried or carriered over into my home life. Joseph says, in boot camp, we had 2 minutes to shower and shave, and now that I'm a 47 and full of arthritis, I have a shower bench, and like John, I will sometimes let the water run out, the warm water run out. Let's see. Max says your partner there needs to get a tankless hot water heater. He could be there for the rest of his life.
Oh my goodness, that would throw my schedule completely off. I wouldn't know what to do.
That would be the Kramer experience because in the episode he starts to do everything in the shower. He cooks in the shower. He cleans and does everything in the shower. Let's see. This person says 30 minutes with washing hair and shaving. That'd be a female, I assume. Don says half Jerry to full Jerry, depending on external time pressure. So 5 minutes to 10 minutes. I like that. John says 5 minutes. What are you people doing in there?
That's hilarious,
don't
John.
Don't ask. Let's see. The next person says 10 minutes. 4 minutes if I'm in a hurry and I just need to hit the essentials. Yeah, I'd say that's about right. 4 minutes, something like that. You can be quick. I'm with Meg. It depends on the time available. Okay, so this is, what is Peter, there's a rule about this. I forget the name of the rule, that the time something takes expands to fill the amount of time that's available for it. I just forget the name of the rule. Let's see. Never more than 5 minutes unless my wife gets in there with me.
That's
7 minutes.
Story.
Okay.
Damn, we're up to six.
Lala.
6 minutes. Andrew, you're married. You know women have lots to shave. Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Let's see. Well, remember Kramer has made salad in the shower, and salad takes time. No, that's right. You know, you got to way to know your episodes. I like that. Somebody else here says, that's just a name. Oh, I like this. People are just sending in their names so I can enter the names in the system. That's cool. By being bald, I saved or shaved a good 5 minutes off of the showering. Nice joke. Well done. Oh, somebody's just now getting around to human soup. I just threw up in my mouth. So sorry. Not sorry. Do you stay in the shower longer if you have like scrubbies or things? You know, okay, fine. I suppose if you have other stuff going. And somebody said, I also turn the water off while I lather and scrub. Oh, that's militant, though. That's like not wasting water. You're such a good environmentalist. I love that. And George Carlin's going to leave us with this one. You only have to wash hair, armpits, groin, and feet. Everything else doesn't need it. I mean,
spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Rule number 32, enjoy the little things.
We didn't have Jimmy on today. He's traveling, so we didn't have our congressman on today. But he did speak recently at the military conference that Santa Rosa County had. And actually, some of these things were actually kind of interesting that I had never thought of before. So this is going to catch you sideways a little bit when he says it at first. But I want you to hear him out, because what he's saying is that we're talking about hurricane preparedness and funding and financing, and that Florida, because of the sales tax on the activity generated from hurricane repairs, actually generates a lot of money for Florida.
So this is why we come out with the My Safe Florida Home program. The state of Florida, we actually make a lot of money off hurricanes. Take Hurricane Ian, for example, generated 800,000 insurance claims. The state of Florida had spent, just from claims from Hurricane Ian, over $20 billion. So that was $20 billion of wheelbarrow money dumped into the state of Florida that was spent. New TVs, wardrobes, cars, you name it. Well, what's the state of Florida get? We get sales tax off of all that new money being spent. So it's a windfall for us. So I've always been a complainer about it. I said, guys, that's pain and suffering money. That is money the state of Florida did not anticipate, nor did we budget for. Those dollars are morally obligated to go back to the citizens of the state of Florida to drive down their cost of living. So that's an argument you have to make, but you're fighting against the higher ed institutions, you're fighting against health care, you're fighting against road builders that say, well, we want money for these projects now that the state of Florida's got so much extra cash in our coffers.
So you get the point, like all of this money comes in from the sales tax on the repairs, but then is that money you just have available to spend on stuff, or is that money that could go to other things? And, you know, they turned around and used that money, at least some of it, for the My Safe Florida program.
So what we have done is through the My Safe Florida Home program over the last 3 years, we've pushed $600 million out in free money, $10,000 a pop. So remember I told you my insurance went in 18 months from $3,300 to $9,300. In May of 2023, I ordered new windows and doors. My house was built in 1990. By the time that August rolled around, the windows were installed. By the time November rolled around, my insurance went to $9,300. By the time December rolled around, I got my doors installed.
And he's talking about, you know, the My Safe Florida funding allows you to spend money to improve your home so that, by the way, if we have more homes that are resilient, then we have fewer claims. If we have fewer or less amount of the claims, then insurers come back into the state because they're not as worried about things getting destroyed so easily, having costing them to have to repair them. We'll come back to this in a second because the numbers are pretty dramatic on what he got just out of windows. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident that happened on I-10 eastbound right after the Highway 29 exit. It has traffic backed up almost all the way to 9 Mile, and it's basically a parking lot through that area. They're trying to clear it out as fast as possible, but you definitely need to plan an alternate route. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So one of the things he was talking about was the wind mitigation inspection report. And if you go to the My Safe FL Home, which is the My Safe Florida Home .com, that's the very first thing that they recommend at the very top of the page, is to get a wind mitigation inspection done.
Then I did what's called a windstorm mitigation inspection. Some of you are nodding your heads. Thank you. You know what I'm talking about. Does anybody not know what a windstorm mitigation inspection is? Pretty much everybody knows. Good for you. Nope, everybody knows. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Colonel. A windstorm mitigation inspection costs about $125. And right now, the state of Florida will pay for it for you once the program is refunded. But it's a certified inspection where a home inspector crawls up in your attic, takes photos that you have hurricane clips, pulls the permits on when your roof was replaced, and takes photos of all your windows to make sure they're impact resistant. Those are provisions in Florida law that says you must give discounts on insurance.
Yeah, so if you have to give a discount to people who have homes that are more resilient and less susceptible to damage, right? It's kind of like proving you're a non-smoker for your health insurance. You're proving that your home is not a hurricane risk, at least to the extent that other homes might be.
So now my house had a fairly new roof. I just put new windows on it, new doors. My insurance was $9,300. My windstorm mitigation inspection was done December 28th, 2023. January 2nd, my insurance carrier sent me a check for $4,500. And now that's my new insurance moving forward.
Almost half, right? Almost half, which is pretty good. So,
and then what did I gain out of it? I gained a hardened home. It's less likely that I'm going to file a claim. So this is what the state of Florida has done, is we have leveraged non-typical money that we get off of a hurricane to give it back to the citizens in order to harden their home, to drive down their insurance rates. It doesn't happen overnight, but it can happen within a year.
Yeah. I mean, again, just kind of hearing him talk through the example of it. Now, we have a relatively new home, so it's not so much of a benefit to us. But if you have an older home, go to that MySafeFLHome.com or just look up MySafe Florida. It'll lead to that same link. And you can get information on how to save money on insurance, things that you can do, steps you can take. Because, I mean, I think we are all suffering from the situation with home insurance in the state of Florida. And if we all do a little bit more, maybe it will eventually, and it already is to some degree, help us all have a little bit less in terms of our premiums, and that's good for all of us. 8:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What was the other thing that I was going to mention to you? Oh, this is sad news, but it's only going to be sad news if you're the particular eater of it. It looks like Cheerios is pulling a couple of flavors off the shelves. They're going to stop producing. John, are you regular Cheerios?
Oh, yeah.
Honey Nut Cheerios?
Nope.
Frosted Cheerios?
I'm a frosted boy.
Yeah, the Frosted Cheerios are so,
so good.
I thought it was a joke when they first came out. Oh, my God. And then they went away. And then they came back.
I know,
anyway,
right?
the none of those are being targeted. Honey Nut Cheerios Medley Crunch? I didn't even ever hear this one. Honey Nut Cheerios Minis? That's the teeny tiny little ones, I guess. If you like, you know, grain of salt size.
Okay.
And then chocolate peanut butter Cheerios are going away. And you're looking at me frowny face the same way I do, which is I didn't even know they existed.
No.
Now all I am is sad that I never got to try them.
Exactly.
But those are going away if that causes you sadness.